Here we are in our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk. If you're on hold, sit tight. I promise we're going to squeeze you in. First, though, we're going around the NFC South with the NFL Draft 22 days away. Nick Carboni joining us now, sports director at WCNC-TV in Charlotte. Nick, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys down there?
Good. So no need for a quarterback after trading for Sam Darnold for the Panthers in the draft, huh?
Unless the right one is still there at eight. I don't think the Panthers are in the mindset or can afford to not keep trying to get that franchise quarterback that now they are, you know, one removed from after, you know, getting rid of Cam Newton a couple of years ago. So, listen, if their evaluation on Justin Fields or Trey Lance even is really, really high and he's there, then you still got to look at taking him despite the Darnold deal. But I think the Darnold deal also tells you two things. The Bridgewater thing was a total bust, and they're admitting it, and maybe their eval on anybody outside of Lawrence and Wilson is not as good as many thought, you know, many others might think.
Nick, hold on, Bobby. Nick, yeah. How much did the Deshaun Watson allegations deter the Panthers? It seemed like they were holding out. They were the last ones holding out for the possibility they could orchestrate a trade with the Texans for Deshaun.
Yeah, I think they were definitely, you know, I'm not sure Nick Caserio was answering his phone from reports, but the Panthers were definitely blowing it up. But they also still tried to trade for Matt Stafford and trade Teddy Bridgewater in a first to the Lions to get the veteran QB out of there before all the Watson stuff started going south. So I think they were definitely, you know, disappointed that's not going to, obviously there's a bigger picture, but from a football standpoint, disappointed that wouldn't work out. Disappointed that the 49ers traded in to three and basically probably shut out the Panthers of anybody they would have liked to possibly get at quarterback among the rookie class at eight. But this is a GM, Scott Fitter, in from Seattle, that is going to throw all the darts at the franchise quarterback dartboard until he gets one or until he and Matt Rhule run out of chances.
Now, you know, Nick, with that being said, now they said Teddy Bridgewater, you could test the market, your representatives going forward. But when you look at the NFC South, and everybody wants to win, but everybody's not going to win. When you look at Tom Brady and the Buccaneers and where they're at, keeping their roster intact, so to speak, you look at the Saints going with Jameis Winston. And then you look at Carolina, and you look at the Falcons. I think they go with Matt Ryan. It seems like that's the route they're going to go. What is a realistic standpoint for the Panthers to turn things around and to at least be a wild card, to be relevant in the NFC South? I mean, what are the expectations going forward?
Yeah, well, obviously Tom Brady and Tampa, they come in as the heavy favorites again. The Saints, obviously no Drew Brees, but, you know, I'm assuming people are somewhat intrigued or dare I even say it, excited about Jameis Winston stepping in, you know, a year kind of waiting in the wings. And obviously Sean Payton's still the coach. You got to give them the leg up. Atlanta, we're never really sure about. They've got a new regime in there. The Panthers, you know, despite last year, have a little bit more continuity, although a new quarterback as well. I think this is a team that, even with Teddy Bridgewater in here, you know, could have competed for a wild card spot if Christian McCaffrey stays healthy, if the defense keeps progressing, and they've made some nice additions there. The defense was actually something that had some people around here excited and looking ahead to next year. Christian McCaffrey's always going to do that for you, too. So they've got some good offensive weapons. They've got some intriguing players on defense. I think people are still pretty high on Matt Rhule and both of his coordinators and the new general manager. So if Sam Darnold can play a whole lot better than his numbers have bared out his first 3 years, they should be pretty competitive. They've got a decent team, not a full team, not a super talented team, not a complete team yet, but they've got some decent pieces around them.
Well, you know, Nick, it's a copycat league. When I look at the Saints, and it seems like their goal is to always win in the trenches, offensive, defensive line. And when you look along the offensive line, when I look at Ryan Ramczyk, when I look at Teron Armstead with the Saints, I mean, is that a position, the tackle position, that Carolina could be addressing? Whether you're going with Sewell or Vargas, he probably could be gone by the time Carolina picks. But what about Slater from Northwestern? Is that a route they could be going to solidify the offensive line?
Yeah, Slater, Darisaw from Virginia Tech. I mean, that is – everybody talks about how many needs the Panthers have. that is the need, in my opinion. I mean, especially you're bringing a quarterback in here who you're giving a fresh start. He's 23, going to be 24 years old. You've got all these weapons. You've got a great tailback in Christian McCaffrey. They haven't had somebody on that left side since Jordan Gross retired over a decade ago. It's been a revolving door. It's held them back. It really hurt the end of Cam Newton's tenure here. And it was bad last year, too. They've got a really good tackle on the right side. The rest of the line is patchwork, but that left side is a glaring, glaring mistake. And if they don't address that early in the draft, that's going to be a problem because they're running out of options there heading into 2021 season.
Nick Carboni, sports director of WCNC-TV in Charlotte, going around the NFC South with the Carolina Panthers. Sam Darnold, how was that acquisition met by the fan base of the Panthers?
Overall, more positively than I thought. I think, you know, I'm sure owner David Tepper didn't want to see Teddy Bridgewater get run back out there this upcoming season, although I made the case that it's not ideal, but they could still be competitive. But Teddy Bridgewater went 0-8 in, you know, game-winning or game-tying situations in the fourth quarter. The whole team did, but he had a lot to do with it. He made a lot of crucial, critical mistakes in situational football. And he just didn't really inspire any confidence. I think, you know, and they won't say it, in his teammates or this franchise or this fan base that, you know, he was going to be the guy at all. Yet he was brought in to be the bridge quarterback. And I think, you know, people just want the franchise quarterback. I don't think he was ever going to be that. So I think bringing in somebody that's younger, somebody that still has intriguing talent, although he's never put it together. And you know, I guess we'll find out if it was more the Jets or more Darnold when he takes the field week one. But I think his youth and his, you know, his talent that he clearly possesses and was the reason he was drafted third overall just 3 years ago is something that's a little bit more intriguing to Panthers fans than Teddy Bridgewater, I guess.
Now, you know, Nick, I've always been intrigued to me when they had a chance, the Carolina Panthers defense, from a defensive perspective, whether you had Starr or Kawan Short, you could go on and on, Luke Kuechly, to say the least. But where are they at right now defensively? I look at Derrick Brown. I think he's lived up to expectations, but special player and Luke Kuechly. But where are they at defensively competing in the NFC South?
I think they have, you know, their new cornerstone players, you know, a couple of years removed from the old with Davis and Kuechly, as you mentioned. Derrick Brown had a solid rookie season. You know, they need to give him a little help next door to him. K.K. Short got injured before last year. He was kind of a cap casualty going into this year, but they could bring him back. Jeremy Chinn, the safety, is somebody they're really, really excited about. Guy scored 2 touchdowns in 10 seconds last year. He played linebacker and safety. They're going to move him back now and try to make that his natural position on the back end and safety. And Brian Burns, you know, a guy who's close a lot, but is getting to the quarterback more and more frequently and with, you know, the speed that you need to in today's game, the way these guys get rid of the ball.
Nick Carboni, great job as always, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks,
he's the sports director, WCNC-TV in Charlotte.